May you contemplate on Kirpal so that your life may improve. You are wandering in Mathura and Kashi. The Indestructible One is within. May the snare of attachment be cut so that your life may improve. Take your mind away from the pleasures and contemplate on the form of the Master. May you have the darshan of Kirpal so that your life may improve. Repeat the Simran of the five Shabbats. Save yourself from the beating of the five thieves. Master makes you drink the nectar so that your life may improve. All the business of the world is false. Nam is true. Meditate on it, O man. Ajaib has become Kirpal's. May you contemplate on Kirpal so that your life may improve. This is a bhajan. On page 69.
Laga jai jnana kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jai. Laga jai jnana kirpalada jijivana tera sudara jai. Fira da banda matura kashi andar tere he abnashi. Fira da banda matura kashi andar tere he abnashi. Yan kat gya mojalda jijivan tera sudara jaye. Laga jaye jnana kirpalada jijivan tera sudara jaye. Vishyato mana dura hatale guru sarupada dhyana lagale. Vishyato mana dura hatale guru sarupada dhyana lagale. Darshan ho jaye kirpalada jijivan tera sudara jaye. Laga jaye dhyana kirpalada Anatera Sudara Jaye. Pancha Shabadaka Simranaratale Pancha Tagoki Marse Bachale Pancha Shabadaka Simranaratale Pancha Tagoki Marse Bachale Guru Amrita Payalada Jijivan Tera Sudara Jaye. Laga jai dhyana kirpalada jijivan tera sudara jaye. Jute hai duniya de dande Nam hai sacha japale bande. Jute hai duniya de dande. Nam hai सच जब अजायब हो गए कृपाल दा, जी जीवन तेरा सुधर जाए, लग जाए ध्यान कृपाल दा, जी जीवन तेरा सुधर जाए।
Repeat the Simran of the five Shabbats and save yourself from the beating of the five thieves. Master makes you drink the nectar so that your life may be improved. All the business of the world is false. Nam is true. Meditate on it, O man. The jibe has become kirpal's. May you contemplate on kirpal so that your life may improve. It's a brief announcement. That a reminder that this Friday and Saturday, August 16th and 17th, there will be a 2-day meditation retreat celebrating Master Kripal Singh's life. All initiates are welcome to attend any of the scheduled meditation sittings. Local initiates who plan to take meals at the ashram are requested to please let us know immediately. And I'd like to just read a excerpt from an underground talk that Sanchi gave, underground room talk that Sanchi gave in February 1987. And Sanchi says, I am very pleased that God gave us this opportunity of sitting in his remembrance. Only because of his grace were we able to spend time in his remembrance. But spending this time in his remembrance can be worthwhile only if we maintain this, only if we continue being in his remembrance, and only if we continue doing the meditation. Then this time we have spent in his remembrance can become worthwhile and can become successful. If we do not continue doing the meditation, if we do not remain in his sweet remembrance after we leave here, then the meditation we have done here for the past 10 days cannot become successful. The meaning of becoming successful in the meditation and in his remembrance is that we should rise above the mind and the sense organs. God Almighty, our Master, has given us the responsibility of withdrawing to the eye center, and we can become successful in that only if we rise above the mind and the sense organs. Dear ones, those who come here in these groups and who continue doing the meditation after going back from the group, when they get the opportunity to return to the ashram again, they tell me about their progress in meditation. And I become very happy to know that they continued doing the meditation after they left this ashram, and that because they continued meditating, they have progressed a lot. They tell me about their high experiences, which give me a lot of pleasure. I become very pleased. But those dear ones who do not meditate after going back from the groups, when they come back here again, they complain that they cannot still their mind. Their mind wanders a lot, or they have pain in the back, they have pain in the knees, and things like that. They spend all their time over here just complaining about those things. So, dear ones, you see that those who continue doing their meditation get a lot of progress and they improve a lot in their meditation. Whereas those who do not continue doing the meditation have all sorts of complaints and they do not progress. You know that we can become competent in any work only if we do it regularly and wholeheartedly. Even in worldly work, if we do something for 2 days and then stop, we do not become as successful in that as if we were doing it regularly. I did not start doing the devotion just by looking at other people doing the devotion. I did not learn to do the devotion by looking at others. It was something from my own within, which I started in my childhood. This is why I call myself as the most fortunate one, because right from my childhood, my thoughts were very pure and I was devoted to Almighty God. So what Kirpal used to say, there is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty, that is exactly correct. It is true. And he also said that it is not as difficult to realize God as it is to become a human being. And he also used to say that God is in search of man. If someone makes himself a real human, then God himself will come and find him. That is why I understand myself as the most fortunate one, that with his grace, my thoughts were very pure in my childhood. That is why that gracious Almighty Lord Kirpal came to me himself, and he awakened my sleeping soul. So, dear ones, right from the childhood, always get the message of love in their soul. If they are born in a rich family, they throw away the riches and do their devotion. If they are born in a poor family, they do not crave to become rich, and they do not go on collecting the material wealth of the world. Their effort, their desire, is to only find that one thing which they have lost, and they always crave for the beloved. They always wish that they had met the Almighty Lord right from their childhood within them. They have this desire. And the reading for today is a talk that Master Kirpal gave in Washington, D.C. on September 17, 1963. And it is entitled, Dyed in the Color of God. God is an ocean of all intoxication, bliss, and joy, and our souls are of the same essence as that of God. Our souls are also of the same nature, the reflection of the same intoxication, bliss, and joy is in us too. But our souls are expressed in the form of attention, and that has been drawn out or distributed in so many ways. If the attention is withdrawn from the outside and is concentrated at one place, then you will find the same intoxication in you. And if you become the mouthpiece of God, then the same waves of intoxication will go out to the world through you as well. When the masters come, they are the mouthpiece of God. Whenever they speak, the very air is charged. And if you are receptive, you will feel rest, peace, and joy, and you will become more receptive. So much so that you will forget yourself and you will feel a sort of intoxication. It is spoken of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a great saint who lived in the Bengal, that he used to just utter the name of God. Every master has his own name of God. There are so many names of God, and we are concerned with this. But they utter the names, and because they are one with the nameless, any words they utter are charged with the intoxication. So he went to a place where many washermen together were washing clothes, and he used to repeat the name of God in the words, Haribo. Say God's name. A man speaks out of the abundance of his heart. As his heart, I mean his soul, was intoxicated, those very words were charged with that intoxication. And he stood by one of the washermen, and he said to him, Haribo, say God's name. The washerman thought that perhaps he was a mendicant and wanted money. So he kept quiet. He would not utter the words. He said, I won't utter the name you say. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you will have to, you must. And the washerman thought, now he won't leave me alone. Let me utter the name and finish it off so that he will go away. As soon as he uttered the words, the very words were charged. He got intoxicated and stopped working and began to utter loudly, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. When he began to do that, the other washerman asked, what has become of our fellow brother? What is he doing? They came to him and asked him, what is the matter? And he said, Haribol. And whoever uttered those words also became intoxicated. So it happened that all the washermen in the entire place began to leave their work and dance in ecstasy, proclaiming, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. This is what we do not get from books. Mind that. This is what you can have only from the presence of the Master, who is God intoxicated. Of course, he will not give you an overdose. He will give you only as much as your receptacle can receive. First, he will make the vessel fit for it, and then he will put it in. And that intoxication comes where? It is in the soul, and the eyes are the windows of the soul. When a man is very angry, his eyes grow in redness, and he feels repulsion like that through the eyes. Excuse me, you feel repulsion like that through the eyes. And when you are in great love, your eyes give a similar reflection. So in whatever color the soul is dyed, that is radiated through the eyes. And that is why it is said that whenever you go to your master, you should look into his eyes, into his forehead. It is because they are the place of the play of the soul. In whatever color it is already dyed, it will radiate the same thing. She was just singing Kabir's hymn. My master is very competent. He will dye any cloth that is given to him. She was singing that. But what will he do? When a cloth is dirty, even giving it a color won't make it look nice. First tries to wash the dirt out of the cloth, and this makes it lighter in coloring. This looks beautiful. So in the hymn, Kabir was saying, my master is a very competent person who can dye us in the color of God. He is love personified. He is the intoxication of bliss personified. Through his eyes, he cleanses whoever goes to him. If you continue looking at another man's eyes, you will have the same feeling that he radiates. So the eyes are very important, mind that. But don't look into the eyes of everyone, because you will have the same color that they have. So it gives wonderful results to be in the company of a saint or a master, whatever you may call him, who is attuned with God and who is the mouthpiece of God, who has withdrawn himself from all the entanglements of mind and outgoing faculties, who is withdrawn within his own self and has come in contact with God. When fragrant flowers are put in a room, the whole room is full of fragrance. And if you put the same flowers in a cloth, the cloth becomes fragrant. Similarly, if you put them in the earth, in the dust, the very dust becomes fragrant. This is likewise a sort of radiation which you find in the field or area in which the personal aura of the master is working. Each man has his own aura. If you would like to verify this, stand in the open sunlight. Let your back be towards the sun and look at your shadow. You'll find a little radiance coming from your body. The color of the radiation you find is according to the state of one's inner self. If a man is full of sins, the color will be black, lurid. If a man is loving, then you'll find a bluish color. If he is spiritual, then you'll find that the color of the personal aura will be golden. The more strongly a soul is in tune with God, the longer is the radiation of the personal aura. Generally, everybody has it about 6 to 8 inches long, and those who have yogic eyes can see from that what the man is like. Our master used to say that whenever any man comes to him, the master sees what he is, but he does not broadcast anything. He tries to wash the negative qualities away and then make him fit and then give him the color of God intoxication. You'll find that is why all masters have spoken very highly about the meeting of a master or sitting in the field of action of a master. Master has a longer field of action. And even when master souls leave the body, their radiation goes for miles. So to sit in the presence of the master gives you that radiation. That is why it is said, spirituality cannot be taught, but caught like an infection. Life comes from life. The only thing that remains is to be receptive to some person who has some higher possibility in him. That is why Maulana Rumi said, if you have the chance to sit quite receptive, quite cut off from all the outside for, say, a little while, the effect that you have in that radiation is more than you could have even if you sat for 100 years in true devotion. So radiation is the most important thing, and for that, we have to be receptive. You remember that Swami Vivekananda came from India to Chicago to represent Hinduism at a large meeting long ago. To speak at home among ourselves is a very easy thing to do. When selected people from all over the world are there, however, it means something else. So he began to talk. After a few minutes, he felt a little puzzled as to what to say further. And then he asked for a glass of water. For that period of time, a speaker can stop. Then he thought of his master, Ramakrishna Paramahansa, who had lived in India. As he was receptive, he got the radiation, and he began to talk, even before getting the glass of water, and continued talking, 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 for 6, 7, 8 hours. And the people were afraid that if he continued, all religions would subside. That is the work of the radiation of a true master. He is not a man. He is man. He has a man body, but it is God in him. The Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is spoken of very wonderfully in all scriptures. The company of such people is had only with the grace of God. If you simply sit receptive, so much so that you forget everything, you will feel it. And that radiation will have a cleansing effect through and through. If you continue in that, first all dirtiness will be cleansed, and in due course, you'll be dyed in whatever radiation he has in his soul. So the hymn of Kabir that she was just singing said, my master is a very competent dyer. When I came to him, he took this cloth I am wearing, the body is the cloth, and purified it and dyed it in a very wonderful color. And that wonderful color was of the intoxication of God. So Kabir was saying here that not only the man himself is dyed in that color, but others also get the same infection, such as the case I told you about of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the wonderful effect that you can get from a real master, from a real saint. This is the outward effect. And the inner is that he will give you a meditation sitting and give you a contact within by raising you up from the control of mind and matter for a while, and give you an impetus to go within. These are the things that you get from a master, truly speaking. Your outward observances of the various rites and rituals, lifelong devotion and other things are, of course, good actions. They have prepared the ground. But the seed comes only from someone who has dyed in that color. That is why the company of saints has been given great importance. Because whether you are learned or unlearned, when you are receptive, you are dyed in the very color in which he is dyed. And that is done through radiation when you become receptive. In that radiation, you sometimes feel that you are in him and he is in you. Do you see? That is what St. Paul said. It is I, not now I, but Christ lives in me. All masters who are on their way say the same thing. Hafiz said, my body is so filled with my master, I have forgotten whether I exist or not. That is, of course, written in the Persian language. And then he said, I am now so full of the radiation of my master that although my name is still the same, inside he exists. I am not. I am no more. In various scriptures, you will find parallel thoughts to what St. Paul and Hafiz said. The fifth guru of the Sikhs said the same thing. You can have that sort of radiation only from a competent master. You can also have radiation from others. What sort of radiation? Radiation? That of whatever color he has already dyed in. Suppose someone is a lusty man, excuse me. If you look into his eyes, you will have the same impulse. Because it is the eyes through which these things attack us. The eyes are very dangerous and very soothing, too, I tell you. The eyes are dangerous when you come in contact with someone who has died in worldly things. And if you come in contact with someone who has died not in the world, but in the word, you will have that. Take the letter L out of world, and then you what and then what remains? Word. The word is God. So he is word personified. The word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. If you have that radiation, you will be filled with that word. This is what is taught to those who would like to have this earth life, but be the last one on earth. Such like radiation and receptivity cleanse away the infirmities of the dirt of past ages. You are born in Christ, you might say now, in the words you have to use at all. You are born in the Master. And the criterion of one who has become receptive like that to the master is that if you put a question to the master, and then you ask the same question to the one who is receptive, he will utter the same words which with the master answered the question. That is because in the answer he gives, master is working through him. But that begins with the cognizance of that receptivity. Suppose there is some master and he remembers you, although you are 100 miles away. And by radiation, you get a very soothing, a very palliative feeling, a wave of thought from head down to feet. You feel a sort of purity and bliss. If you note down the time that it happened and you inquire whether at that very time master was remembering you or not, you will find that he was remembering you. That wave of thought works. I had those experiences in my life. Sometimes I had it and I made a note of it and went and inquired about what master was doing at such and such a time. And they said he was remembering you. Do you see? This is what a disciple's and a master's relationship is. But mind that it will only develop when there is no one between you and the master. Not even your body or your intellect. Radio can catch words from thousands of miles away. Why can't you have the radiation from a master? Thought waves are very strong. The speed of the sun's rays is faster than electricity, and that of the pranas is quicker still than that. And the soul is the quickest. From hundreds and thousands of miles away, you can radiate all at once in the same moment. That is what is to be developed, and it can be had only in the company of a master. By reading scriptures for your whole life, you won't have it. Of course, that will awaken an interest in you to have this sort of life. But this is like, for example, a holy river. In India, they consider the Ganges to be the most sacred river. Where it comes out, it is only a small place, but on the way, many other streams join it, and all are called the Ganges. Excuse me, but if you put in, say, 5 or 10 bottles of wine, even that becomes the Ganges River. This is to show that when your soul by receptivity comes in contact with the God in man, you are purified. The worst sinner can be purified. There's hope for everybody. Master comes for sinners, mind that. And as for the virtuous, truly speaking, they are also attached. For good or bad actions done at the level of being a doer are binding on you, whether they are good or bad. Just as feathers, whether they are made of gold or iron, they can bind you. So this radiation that I am now speaking of can be had only through a master. Books won't be able to give it to you, although you may read them for hundreds and thousands of years. You can even have it from a distance by developing receptivity. That is why Kabir said, "Your master may be living beyond the seven seas, just as we are now sitting on the other side of the world from India. And if the disciples who live, and if the disciple who lives on this side directs his attention, he will receive that radiation. Do you know why? That master is word personified, and word is everywhere. The very moment you become receptive, you get that word. That is why people who live hundreds and thousands of miles away from the master get radiation and help then and there. And when they do, somebody bears testimony to it. They saw the master standing by. This is no exaggeration, but solid facts." And the video I'm playing is a continuation of the video I've been playing from March 2nd, 1990. And just give me a second to set it up.
ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਵੱਧ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਸ਼ਾਦੇ ਸਨ ਕੱਪੜਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾਤਰ ਤਾਈ ਜੀ ਹੀ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਕੱਪੜਾ ਬਦਲਣਾ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਬਟਨ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਟੁੱਟਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੱਸ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਬਈ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖੋ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਬੜੇ ਹੀ ਸਫਾਈ ਪਸੰਦ ਸਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਦੇ ਕਮੀਜ਼ ਤੇ ਦਾਗ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਇਟ ਵਾਸ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਤਾਈ ਜੀ ਹੂ ਯੂ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਕੇਅਰ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਟੂ ਚੇਂਜ ਹਿਸ ਕਲੋਥਸ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਬਡੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਯੋਰ ਬਟਨ ਇਜ਼ ਮਿਸਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਯੋਰ ਬਟਨ ਇਜ਼ ਬ੍ਰੋਕਨ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਲਾਫ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਦ ਜੈਂਟਲਮੈਨ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਸੀ ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਵਾਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਐਲੀਗੈਂਟ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਹੈਡ ਐਵਰ ਸੀਨ ਹਿਮ ਵੇਅਰਿੰਗ ਅ ਸ਼ਰਟ ਵਿਚ ਮਾਈਟ ਹੈਵ ਇਵਨ ਅ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਆਫ ਸਟੇਨ ਔਨ ਇਟ
ਸੱਚ ਵਰਤ ਸੰਤੋਖ ਤੀਰਥ ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਇਆ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਖਿਮ ਜਪ ਮਾਲੀ ਤੇ ਮਾਨਸ ਪਰਧਾਨ
ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਜੀਵਾਂ ਤੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਨੀ ਇਹ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਦੀ ਪੂਜਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਅੱਠੋ ਪੈਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਜਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚੜਿਆ ਰਹੇ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਸੱਚੀ ਮਾਲਾ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਜੀਵਾਸ ਇਸ ਦ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਐਂਡ ਮੇ ਦ ਨੇਮ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਔਨ ਅਵਰ ਟੰਗ ਇਸ ਅਵਰ ਮੂਵਿੰਗ ਦ ਰੋਜ਼ਰੀ
ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਤੇ ਦਇਆ ਕਰਦਾ ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹ ਮਾਨਸ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ ਹੈ
ਹੀ ਹੂ ਸ਼ਾਵਰਸ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਔਨ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਔਨ ਅਦਰਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਇਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ
ਦਇਆ ਦੇਵਤਾ ਖਿਮ ਜਪ ਮਾਲੀ ਤੇ ਮਾਨਸ ਪਰਧਾਨ ਜੁਗਤ ਤੋਤੀ ਸੁਰਤ ਚੌਕਾ तिलक करनी होए।
कहन लगे प्रभु नाल जुड़ना ये साड़ी जुगती है और सुरत प्रभु विच जज्ब कर देनी ये साड़ी साड़ा चौका है और भगती करनी ये साड़ा चौका है ये साड़ी तोती है ये साड़ी सिमरन।
He says that to meet with Almighty Lord is our prayer, is our worship, is the form of our devotion, and to make the clean square which the pandits use to make in the kitchen is our devotion, and to do the devotion of Lord is the only thing which we consider as the rites and rituals which do, like doing the dhoti and doing other outer practices which you do.
Kuch time hoya mere paas ek pandit aaya ਜਿਹਦੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਮੱਥੇ ਤੇ ਤਿਲਕ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਕੰਨਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਵੀ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੱਥੇ 'ਤੇ ਵੀ ਲਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਿਉਂ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਇਹਦੀ ਕੀ ਮਹਾਨਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਜੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਪੁਰਖੀ ਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ ਵੱਧ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੋ ਕੁਝ ਦੱਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੋ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਪਾਪ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੂੰਗਾ ਲਾਓ ਕੰਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੱਥ ਔਰ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ 'ਤੇ ਪਹੁੰਚਣਾ ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਜਾਏ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਦੇ ਪਾਪ ਛੱਡਣ ਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਇਹਦਾ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਬਣਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ।
ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਅਗੋ ਵਨ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਸੈਫਰਨ ਮਾਰਕ ਨਾਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਔਨ ਹਿਸ ਫੋਰਹੈਡ ਬਟ ਆਲਸੋ ਔਨ ਹਿਸ ਈਅਰਸ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਟੈਲ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਪੁੱਟ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਫਰਨ ਮਾਰਕ ਔਨ ਯੋਰ ਈਅਰਸ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ ਐਜ਼ ਔਨ ਦ ਫੋਰਹੈਡ ਹੀ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਡੋਨਟ ਨੋ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਿਸ I do this because my fathers and forefathers used to do it. But if you know anything about this, if you know the significance of it, please tell me. So I told him that some Mahatma had explained to us that we will not do any evil deeds, and that is why we touch our ears. And that is why this mark on the ear is there. And he had explained to us that by doing the devotion of Lord, we will come to the eye center, because this is the place where God Almighty is manifested. And that is why they had put this outer mask to explain to us so that we may go inside. But we people, after they left, made this as a rite and ritual.
Jogat toti surat chauka tilak karni hoye
karni bhakti nu ke
pao pojan nanika
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜੁੜਨਾ ਕੋਈ ਵਿਰਲੇ ਵਿਰਲੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹ ਵਰਤ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਟੈਲਸ ਦੈਟ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਰੇਅਰ ਆਰ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ receive the shabad, who do the devotion of Lord, and going within, those who meet God Almighty.
ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਹ ਵਰਤ ਅਸੀਂ ਰੋਜ਼ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਧਾਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਭਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਭਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ।
Rare are the people who keep this fast, but we have assumed this fast, we keep this fast, and we will maintain this all our life long.
ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਔਰ ਜੀਵਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਖਿਮਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਇਹ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਵਰਤ ਰੱਖ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ।
It means that we are keeping this fast of God realization and becoming gracious on the jivas and doing his devotion.
Mahalla tija naami neem sach je kare kaam krodh trishna uchre.
E guru Amar Dev ji di bani hai ਉਹਨਾਂ ਪਾਸ ਵੀ ਐਸੇ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਏ ਸਨ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਲੋਕ ਅਕਾਸ਼ੀ ਦਾ ਵਰਤ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਕਾਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਉਹ ਭੋਜਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹ ਨੌਵੀਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਹਲਕਾ ਭੋਜਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਟਾਈਮ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਦਸਵੀਂ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਔਰ ਗਿਆਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਆ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਗੇ ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਦੇਖੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਅਕਾਦਸੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖੀ ਅਕਾਦਸੀ ਦਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਹਾਤਮ ਹੈ।
So this is the bani of Guru Amar Dev Ji. He was also presented with such questions. The pandits do the fasting on the 11th day of the fortnight. And before they do that fasting, they start it from the 9th day. On the 9th day, they eat very little, they eat very light food. On the 10th day, they fast. And on the 11th day, they do the complete fasting. So the pandits came to Guru Amar Dev and they said that you don't do the fasting on the 11th day, even though it is very significant, it is very important.
ਹਿੰਦੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੋ ਸਨਾਤਨੀ ਲੋਕ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅਕਾਦਸ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਰਤ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਮਹੱਤਵ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਅਕਾਦਸ਼ੀ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਹਰ ਵਾਸਰ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਦਾ ਦਿਨ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਭੋਜਨ ਖਾਣਾ ਉਹ ਮਹਾਪਾਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ
The Hindus understand to keep the fast on the 11th day as very important because they understand that day as the day of Lord Vishnu and they consider they consider eating food on that day as a sin
lekin pichle jawaniyan de andar ta phir log thoda bahut asanjam karde san aaj kal ta log jo kaastiyan karde hai oh is tarah diyan karde hai ਕਿ ਅੰਨ ਤਾਂ ਵਾਕਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਂਦੇਗੇ ਪਰ ਆੜੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਢੇਰ ਪਕਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਖੱਖੜੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖੀਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਔਰ ਫਲ ਫਲੂਟ ਅੱਠ ਅੰਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਰੋਟੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਖਾਣੇਗੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਫਲ ਫਲੂਟ ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਘੱਟ ਤੋਂ ਘੱਟ 50 ਰੁਪਏ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਖਾ ਜਾਣ 'ਤੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਹੈ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਾਸ਼ਤੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਕਈ ਗੁਣਾ ਵੱਧ ਖਾ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਵੈਸੇ ਆਏ ਗਏ ਨੂੰ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਕਾਸ਼ਤੀ ਰੱਖੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਹੀਂ
ਇਨ ਦੀ ਓਲਡ ਡੇਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਰਿਸਟ੍ਰੇਨ ਲਿਟਲ ਬਿਟ ਬਟ ਨਾਊਡੇਜ਼ ਦੋਜ਼ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਫਾਸਟ ਔਨ ਦੀ 11th ਡੇ ਵਾਟ ਡੂ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਈਟ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਈਟਿੰਗ ਗ੍ਰੇਨ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅਲਾਊਡ ਬਟ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਈਟ ਦ ਫਰੂਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵੈਜੀਟੇਬਲਸ ਸੋ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਮੇਕ heaps of peaches sell and they would buy the cucumbers and the other vegetables they may not spend half a rupee on eating the food eating the grain but they would eat the fruits and vegetables worth 50 rupees and if anybody visits them on that day they say that they are fasting on this 11th day Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that those who keep the fasting like this those who fast like this they would spend hundreds of rupee in buying the fruits and vegetables but they would not spend half a rupee in buying the grain to eat on that day
naami neem sach je kare kaam krodh trishna uchre
guru amar dev ji maharaj kende dekho pandit ji ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਨੌਵੀਂ ਨੂੰ ਹਲਕਾ ਭੋਜਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਦਸਵੀਂ ਨੂੰ ਫਿਰ ਹਲਕਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ 11 ਸਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਖੂਬ ਖਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਫਲ ਫਲੂਟ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਹੈ ਨੌਵੀਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕਾਮ ਕਰੋ ਤ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਨੂੰ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰੋ
ਗੁਰੂ ਅਮਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਟੈਲਸ ਦੈਟ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਦੈਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਯਰ ਓ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਜੀ ਯੂ ਪੀਪਲ eat very light on the 9th day on the 10th day also you eat very light and on the 11th day you eat too much of the fruits and vegetables but what should be done you should have controlled the lust anger and the other passions and you would have controlled all these passions on those days
no me name sach je kare ਕਾਮ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਤ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨਾ ਉਚਰੈ ਦਸਮੀ ਦਸੇ ਦੁਆਰ ਜਿਠਾ ਕੈ ਏਕਾਦਸੀ ਏਕ ਕਰ ਜਾਣੈ
ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਦਸਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਕਰੋ ਦਸਾਂ ਦੁਆਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਔਰ ਏਕਾਦਸੀ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲਓ ਸੱਚੀ ਏਕਾਦਸ਼ੀ ਇਹ ਹੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾਉ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਡੂ ਔਨ ਦ 10th ਡੇ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਵਿਥਡਰਾ ਯੋਰਸੈਲਫ ਔਰ ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਰਾਈਜ਼ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਆਲ ਦ 10 ਓਪਨਿੰਗਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦ 11th place where you have to go, what kind of fasting you should do, you should go and merge yourself in that one God.
Dasmi dase duar jetha kai ekadasi ek kar jane dwadasi panch vas gat kar rakhe to nanak man mane.
ਦੁਆਦਸ਼ੀ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਿਨ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਰਤ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਣਾ ਹੈ? ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਲੱਜੇ ਦਿਓ, ਇਹ ਜਾਨੀ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਲੱਜੇ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਿਰਕੁਟੀ, ਇਹ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੀ ਅੰਸ ਹੈ, ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਦਿਓ, ਇਹ ਸੱਚਾ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਵਰਤ ਹੈ.
ਔਨ ਦ 12th ਡੇ ਹਾਊ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰੇਕ ਯੋਰ ਫਾਸਟ, ਯੂ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਮੇਕ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਟੇਸਟ ਦ ਡੈਲੀਕੇਸੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ. ਦ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਫੌਂਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਡੈਲੀਕੇਸੀਜ਼ and the shabad is within you. So on the 12th day, you should make your mind hear the sound, you should make your mind have the delicacy of the shabad and make him reach his real home. This is the true fast which you have to maintain.
Dwadasi panch vas gat kar rakhe to nanak man mane. ਐਸਾ ਵਰਤ ਰਹੀ ਜੈ ਪਾਂਡੇ ਹੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਿੱਖ ਕਿਆ ਦੀਜੈ.
ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਵੱਧ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੱਸੀਏ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਸ ਕਿਸਮ ਦਾ ਵਰਤ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੁੜ ਗਏ ਹਾਂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ.
Now he says that what more teachings can I give to you? We do the devotion of God, we meditate upon the name of God, and we merge into him, and we are seeing only him in everyone. What more can we tell you? We are keeping the fast like this.
Pauri Pupat Raje Rang Raye
ਆਪ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਰੀਤੀ ਰਿਵਾਜ ਕਰਕੇ ਵਰਤ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਸਵਰਗ ਮਿਲਦੇ ਆ, ਰਾਜੇ ਬਣ ਜਾਈਦਾ ਹੈ. ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਦੇਖ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਾਜੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ? ਮਾਇਆ ਇਕੱਠੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਪੁੱਤ ਪਿਆਰਾ, ਨਾ ਧੀ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਪੁੱਤ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵਿਸਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਸਿਰਫ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਾਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ.
Lovingly he tells the Pandit, he says that Pandit, you say that if we perform these outer rites and rituals and if we do all these things which you are doing, we can get to the heavens and in our next lifetime we become the kings and the emperors. But look at the condition of the kings and emperors. What do? They always go on collecting the Maya. They don't care for anyone. For them, their son does not make any difference, and for them, even their daughter is also of no meaning, because they are always looking at the Maya and they always go on collecting the Maya. So you look at their condition.
Upat Raje Rang Raye Sanche Bikh Maya Kar Kar Hit Vadhayende Par Darb Churaya ਪੁੱਤਰ ਕਲਤਰ ਨਾ ਵੇਸ ਹੈ ਬਹੁ ਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਲਗਾਇਆ ਵੇਖਦਿਆਂ ਮਾਇਆ ਤੋ ਗਈ ਪਛਤੈ ਪਛਤਾਇਆ ਜਮ ਦਰਬ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੀਏ ਨਾਨਕ ਹਰ ਪਾਇਆ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਦੇਖੋ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਨਾ ਰਾਜੇ ਸੁਖੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਪਰਜਾ ਸੁਖੀ ਹੈ. ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਮਾਇਆ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਜਾਇਜ਼ ਨਜਾਇਜ਼ ਹਰ ਕਿਸਮ ਦਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਅਪਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਕੱਠੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਮਾਇਆ ਚੜਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਹੈ, ਅੱਜ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਹੈ, ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲੇ ਚਲੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਦੇਖਦਾ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਇਹ ਚਲੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜੋ ਧਰਮ ਰਾਜ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਜੋ ਕਚਹਿਰੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਜ਼ਾ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਸ਼ਟ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਹੀ ਆਪਣੇ ਕੰਨੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਡਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਨੀਗਾ, ਇਹ ਹਰੀ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਨਿਆਂ ਹੈ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਓਡੀਓ ਵੰਸ ਨੀਦਰ ਦ ਕਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਹੈਪੀ ਨੋਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਸਬਜੈਕਟਸ ਆਰ ਹੈਪੀ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ, ਦੇ ਆਲ ਆਰ ਕਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਗੇਨ ਮੋਰ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਰ ਮਾਇਆ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਰਾਈਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰੋਂਗ ਮੀਨਸ, ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਅਡੋਪਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਰਾਈਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰੋਂਗ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਲੈਕਟ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ, ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਸ ਟੂ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਗੋ ਔਨ ਕਲੈਕਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਇਆ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਫ ਜਜਮੈਂਟ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਗਿਵਨ ਦ ਬੀਟਿੰਗ and they are given a very hard time. Guru Nanak Sahib says that I am not the only one who is telling you all these things, I don't mean to intimidate you, but this is the way it works in the court of the Lord, and this is the will of Lord, and this is how it happens over there.
Guru Nanak da eh shabd pandit parthi kehn da, Guru Amar Dev da eh hi bhav hai ke naam bina ni chhoot sananak sachi tar tu tari, ke naam to bagair mukti ni, mukti naam vich hai, naam guru to milda hai.
So the meaning of saying this hymn of Guru Nanak and Guru Amar Dev to that pandit is that, O Nanak, without the naam you will not become free, that is why you do the true swimming and you go across. Guru Nanak Sahib says that without the naam there is no liberation. So that is why you go to the master and take the true naam and do the devotion of it.
And the closing bhajan is on page 44. Teri Har Dami Yad. We are remembering you with every breath. Please give us your darshan. We are being baked in the separation. Spread the coolness. In the world, the fires are burning. In the fire, the jivas are burning. O giver, have pity and come back. In the Kali Yuga, to meditate on Nam is difficult. To go in the refuge of the Master is easy. The boat is adrift. Come and take it to the shore. Having become separated from you, we are suffering. O giver, day and night we are weeping. We have your hope. Come and fulfill our hopes. Guru Kirpal is the beloved one. Ajaib has only this support. We are thirsty for the darshan. Satisfy our thirst. We are remembering you with every breath. Give us your darshan. A bhajan on page 44.
Teri hare damayada mana rahe darshan dikha jatu. Teri har dam yaad mana rahe darshan ka jatu. Asi puj rahe vich viyog de tan lavata jatu. Asi buj rahe vich viyog de dandavata jatu. Teri har dam yaad mana rahe darshan ka jatu. Teri har dam yaad mana rahe darshan ka jatu. Duniya vich bambar bak rahe, agni vich jeev hai mach rahe. Duniya vich bambar bak rahe, agni vich jeev hai mach rahe. tat thar sakaro ji anake vera pachatu tat thar sakaro ji anake vera pachatu Teri hare dama yada mana rahe darshani ka jatu Teri hare dama yada mana rahe darshani ka jatu Nam japana kala vicha okae sharani pechana sukae Nam japana kala vicha okae sharani pechana sukae Peri ar gai vicha manja darde pane la jatu Peri ar gai vicha manja darde pane la jatu Teri hare dama yada mana rahe darshani ka jatu teri hare dama yada mana rahe darshani ka jatu teto vichara ke oke हो रहे दिन राति दाता रो रहे थे तो विचरा के ओके हो रहे दिन राति दाता रो रहे आसीरा की आयास तेरी आसा दी Aspuja jatu Asiraki ayasa Teri asadi Aspuja jatu Teri hare damayada Manarahe Dashandika jatu Teri hare dama yada mana rahe darshani ka jatu kirpal guru ji pyara hai achai banue ho sahara hai kirpal guru ji pyara hai achai banue ho sahara hai darshan di piyasa lag rahi pyas puja jatu darshan di piyasa लाग रही प्यास बुझा जातू तेरी हारे दम याद मन रहे दर्शन दिखा जातू तेरी हारे दम याद मन रहे Dashandika jatu.
Having become separated from you, we are suffering. O giver, day and night we are weeping. We have your hope. Come and fulfill our hopes. Guru Kirpal is the beloved one. Ajaib has only this support. We are thirsty for the darshan. Satisfy our thirst. We are remembering you with every breath. Give us your darshan. And that will end the satsang for today. May God continue to bless us all.